East Coast FM's Mind Yourself.
Now, the Oireachtas Subcommittee on Mental Health heard from representatives this week from Belong to Youth Services and the Transgender Equality Network of Ireland, TENI, on mental health issues for LGBT plus communities arising out of COVID-19 lockdowns. Maureen Griffith, CEO of Belong to Youth Services, described the findings of a survey on LGBT plus mental health during the pandemic as stark. And Maureen Griffith joins us on the line. Maureen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Outline to us the findings of the survey, please.
Yeah, so the survey was carried out this time last year. We have another survey that's just closed, and we'll have those results ready to publish in the next couple of weeks. But so the results were from over the same period last year, so after the first wave of COVID. And what we found was that 93% of the young LGBT people who responded said that they were struggling with anxiety, stress, or depression during lockdown. And we compared that with the Young Social Innovators COVID-19 Youth Check-In Survey that had been carried out just a month previous, where they found that 53% of the general youth population were struggling with their mental health experiences. So, you know, it's still very high amongst the general youth population. You know, the lockdown has been tough on everybody, but there definitely, I think, for younger people who naturally being with their friends, and all that is just such a huge positive thing in their life, and the lack of that can have a very negative impact on their mental health and well-being. And for LGBT young people, then what we found in the study was that 55% of them were struggling with suicide ideation, 45% of them were struggling with self-harm, and 60% of them were experiencing loneliness. And it's really heartbreaking. Yes. Sorry.
How much was that was heightened by the pandemic?
Well, LGBT young people, unfortunately, because of stigma and prejudice and bullying and fear of rejection, are at more at risk anyway. Even prior to the pandemic, were at more at risk than their non-LGBT friends to mental health issues. And that's why, you know, so many organizations like ourselves are working to support parents, to support teachers and youth workers to make spaces more inclusive and welcoming. So LGBT young people who might be struggling with their gender identity or sexual orientation know that this is completely normal. This is absolutely fine to be LGBT, and that they are welcome in their homes, in their, you know, in their schools, in their sports clubs, wherever they are. That's the hope. And in the future, then, when that has achieved, I suppose we'll see the rates of mental health issues amongst LGBT people kind of stabilise to the general youth population. But I think what happened during the lockdown was, you know, being stuck in a home where you're either not out, so your parents, yes, or your carers don't know that you're LGBT, and maybe you're still working through that and kind of exploring that and not ready to say it, so you're hiding that, or you are out and you're not accepted. So 42% of the respondents said that they weren't fully accepted in their home environments due to their sexual orientation or gender identity. And then a really heartbreaking 53% of LGBT young people who were surveyed indicated that their home was not a good place to be during COVID-19 restrictions. So I guess everybody was under pressure.
Yeah.
And, then as something else that causes tension into the NISC, and it just made some home environments really very difficult for young people.
Okay, Maureen, where can people find out more about Belong to Services? And I'm sure they'll find a lot of use in it, particularly as a result of this survey.
Absolutely.
So where can people contact you?
belongto.org is the name of our website, or we're across all social media platforms. But I really urge young people who are feeling lonely and are feeling isolated to get in touch and reach out. They can have a chat with one of our youth workers. They might even join one of our peer support groups. I know for young people who are in the Grey area or the Arklow area, there are LGBT young youth groups who are meeting up outside due to health restrictions, but they are meeting up regularly. So there are young people out there and youth workers who want to support you. And for parents who might be struggling, please get in contact. Have a look on our website for loads of information and resources.
Very good. Okay, Maneen Griffith, CEO of Belong to Youth Services. Maneen, thank you very much. Good morning.
Thank you.